Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. Paul Bousset. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. I hope you are having a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart, and welcome back to the podcast, guys. And I'm not sure if you can hear it, but I do have a very angsty kitten on my lap right now. So if at any point you do hear purring, it's not me trying to give you ASMR. I promise you that. Unless that's something you're looking for. We'll discuss that another time, okay? Here on the podcast, we delve and dive and almost all the time fall into the profound and transformative journey of wellness, fitness, personal development, and trying to find what it means to be truly happy in ourselves. And today, it's leading us to forgiveness, understanding about our deepest emotions and walking a path of inner peace. I want to draw from, a mosaic of wisdom from the work of Lisa Turkhurst and Sun Tzu. Lisa Turkhurst and her life-changing insights in the forgiving what you can't forget, the emotional depth explored in this book, actually brought me back to my own history with Christianity. And even though I'm not a practicing Catholic, love thy neighbor is very much a part of this message. And it kind of fits well with The Art of War by Sun Tzu in uncovering the emotional layers we have within ourselves to move forward or move past a certain point of pain in our lives. It's a continuous journey, I guess, towards emotional liberation and inner strength. Now, before we step into this, just a gentle reminder, if you do like this episode and if anything does resonate with you, you can support this podcast simply by subscribing, leaving a review, a star on whatever platform you're currently listening to this on, or sharing with someone who you think would find benefit. Let's spread the message, because sometimes a message of hope or possibility is exactly what someone needs to hear to start their own journey towards healing. This is Stuart can be found on all major audio streaming platforms. So in this episode, we do delve into, the heart of what it means to carry the weight of unforgiveness, more so than trying to find the liberation of having forgiveness. The notion that unforgiveness is a self-imposed chain, a sentiment that resonates deeply with what I'm talking about in Sun Tzu's doctrine of the art of war. And I can only draw from, my own journey of parallels between my personal battles and whether or not I have forgiven and moved past the episodes that caused them. So, what is a chain of unforgiveness? And one of the best images I can ever draw on is from A Christmas Carol's Jacob Marley, the ghost who is pulled down to the afterlife by his chains of greed, jealousy, pride, spite. That essentially is what the chain of unforgiveness would do. It would pull us down like an anchor. We talked about this in a previous episode where I said we are pulled down into a lake. And until we can unburden ourselves from that chain, from that concrete block, we can't get up to the surface to breathe air. Turkhurst would poignantly reveal that more than just an emotional blockage, it's self-forged that binds us to our past, preventing movement towards healing and growth. I've talked just about how it echoes kind of my own reflection with forgiveness and I guess the lack thereof. I held on to spite for so many years, for one particular person. And looking back on it now, hindsight is very much 20/20, because that emotion came from a place of me needing the adoration and acceptance, and then the jealousy that I had towards this person, and not receiving acknowledgement from them. That festered for quite some time. It would drag me down, I guess proverbially, like we were talking about, into the lake of my own emotional well-being and hindering personal relationships. But remember, the waste of unforgiveness is not just metaphorical. It's a tangible obstacle in our path. In the Art of War, Sun Tzu offers a strategic lens through which we can view the battle against unforgiveness. Know the enemy and know yourself in 100 battles and you will never be in peril. So in the context of like unforgiveness, the enemy is often our own pain and the narratives that we hold on to. So I offer you a question, dear listener. Where are you your own roadblock in your journey for forgiveness or positive change? There is an emotional landscape that we have to navigate, I guess, for forgiveness. While the Art of War has principles to offer a strategic framework for engaging in this mental, emotional, spiritual battle, marrying it with the perspectives of Turkhurst, the importance of acknowledging our emotions while also approaching forgiveness is deliberate in intention and strategy, but it's also about making a conscious choice to unlock ourselves from these chains of unforgiveness rather than being swayed by the tumultuous seas of our emotions. Don't be thrown around by waves and storms of anger, self-resentment, resentment towards others, frustration. Release yourself from that burden, but that's hard. It's a strategic approach to emotional freedom. Like, you need to consider forgiveness or unforgiveness as both an emotional and strategic challenge. Adopt a stance of introspection and strategy inspired by The Art of War. If you have not read this book, it is less than 100 pages, and it's one of the oldest and most successful books on military strategy, but it has had an influence on Eastern military thinking, business tactics, and beyond. The importance of positioning in strategy and position is affected by both the objective condition in a physical environment and subjective opinions, i.e. you and your mind. It is crucial, though, to remember that as we navigate a powerful terrain of vulnerability, this can often be misconceived as weakness. It is redefined through our exploration of emotional strength and resilience. How often do you have the courage to be truly vulnerable? Someone who I delve into quite a lot who seems to speak on the power of vulnerability is one Brené Brown. She champions vulnerability as a strength, arguing that it's through willingness to expose our true selves, to remove the mask in the party of life, that we forge deeper connections and gain a greater understanding to our own hearts. The Atlas of the Heart, oh my gosh, the name of the book, Atlas of the Heart, serves as a compass in this exploration, mapping out a complex emotion that underpins our experience of pain, why we have that, why we allow that, the joy, how we can take that in abundance, and ultimately, healing. If I can quote Kafka, and I do apologize to anyone who knows Frank Kafka, I will probably get this wrong. I was very despondent when I realized that life was a masquerade and I arrived to the party with my true face. So many of us play different parts, different characters, different roles, depending on where we are in our life or who we are with. And sometimes the vulnerability to just be authentically yourself all the time is one of the most painful and liberating things we can do. To bear yourself open arms to everyone. Now, if I don't go off on too much of a waffle and tangent, I'll bring this back to what Turker says on vulnerability and forgiveness. In her teachings, forgiveness and healing add another layer to our understanding of vulnerability, empathy. She persists that forgiveness often requires us to confront our deepest wounds and acknowledge our hurt and process deeply intertwined with vulnerability. Vulnerability is a pathway to forgiveness. Forgiveness for ourselves that has impacted our personal conflicts and the journeys that we have. So through the lens of forgiveness, it's not just about recognizing vulnerability, it's about openness and engaging with our pain. And that leads to liberation. But how can vulnerability be a path to healing? If it's not a profound source of pain, then it must be a profound source of strength. Through vulnerability, we can find courage to confront our pain, seek forgiveness for ourselves, and move towards healing. Now, please know I am not a medical or psychiatric practitioner. I only talk from my own experience. This is a random Irish guy on the internet giving his unsolicited opinion. Take it with a grain of salt, please. But forgiveness is not merely an emotional gesture, but a deliberate choice with profound implications on our mental and physical well-being. And there's an empirical amount of research around this. If we were to take Turkhurst's research and underscore it with the transformative power of deciding to forgive, what does that mean on a neurological level? Liberation. Recent advances in neuroscience have begun to illuminate the profound impact of forgiveness on the brain. Studies will show that the act of forgiving can lead to the brain's change in activity, particularly in the regions associated with emotional regulation and stress relief. You're not holding on to the pain. You're not holding on to the past. You're not holding on to that resentment, that anger that fuels us in certain ways. But one pivotal study published in the Journal of Health Psychology, I'm trying to read this word for it so no one gives out to me, found that forgiveness is linked to lower levels of cholesterol, a stress hormone, and higher levels of health-related quality of life. Now, I beg to add that we need to want to forgive in order to have the commitment to make the choice to forgive. It's not just for emotional peace, but also for physical. The individual who caused me so much stress for such a large part of my life, the assertion, the adoration, the jealousy, the resentment, when I made the conscious choice to forgive myself for all those harmful emotions, to release them from, let's say, my mind, my entity, to release myself of that chain that I'd bound myself to them, that was dragging me down, there was an emotional and physical release. I mean, the psychological ramifications of forgiveness extend far beyond immediate emotional relief. In the study of positive psychology, particularly Dr. Robert Enright and his colleagues have concluded that positions of forgiveness as a key factor in reducing symptoms of depression, anxiety, PTSD. I'm an advocate for forgiveness for oneself as a conscious and strategic choice that paves the way for emotional liberation and resilience for oneself. And even beyond the realms of neuroscience and psychology, the physiological benefits of forgiveness are equally as compelling. It's interesting because research indicates that forgiveness can lead to improved cardiovascular health, lower blood pressure, and a reduced risk of heart disease. Apart from an emotional release, there is a strategic choice why we should forgive. Because it has the power to transform our mental, emotional, and physical health. To forgive doesn't mean that you allow someone back in your life, that you condone certain actions or behaviors. It's so that you don't rot yourself from the inside. You are liberated from the chains of bitterness. I implore you, if you are interested, look up some of these journals. The exploration serves as a powerful testament to the idea that to forgive is to release others from our judgment and liberate ourselves. Now, to open ourselves up vulnerably also is a process of healing. So on a healing journey, if we were to intertwine Lisa's work of forgiveness as a process with strategic principle from Sun Tzu, this comparison offers a unique perspective on the methodical and sometimes tactile approach required in personal journeys towards forgiveness and towards healing. To quote An Art of War, victorious warriors win first, and then
life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Go to war. While defeated warriors go to war to seek to win. In this context of healing, the principle suggests that the path towards liberation and healing forgiveness begins with the deliberate plan of action within yourself. If we say a mental foundation, this plan involves understanding our own emotions, recognizing our own pain, and consciously deciding to embark on a process for our own forgiveness. People can have assumptions or actions or views on us that could cause despondency or pain or aggravation. And even if their views are incorrect, we allow that pain to enter our bodies. We allow to be hurt, to be angered, to be fueled by rage, bitterness, resentment. We give their words, their actions, permission to hurt us. Whenever I talk about personal forgiveness, it's usually because I am trying to forgive myself for actions of others that have affected me. Because I've allowed them to affect me. We're human. We were not born stoic. We were born ruled by our emotions. But setting intentions and creating a roadmap for forgiveness can facilitate a healing journey. And then we have to adapt to emotional challenges. Sun Tzu advocates this adaptability in the face of changing circumstances on a battlefield. Healing from emotional wounds requires flexibility and resilience. We've talked about this many countless times before. The universe is a state of flow and we have to flow along with it. This adaptability is crucial in healing without being overcome by bitterness or resentment. And then there's letting go of the past. The act of letting go of the past hurts that we have is a significant battle in a journey for forgiveness for ourselves yet again. One that can benefit greatly with the importance of fluidity and the ability to move beyond previous setbacks and principles that are profoundly relevant to overcoming past grievances and rewriting our narratives. Like the principle of fluidity from Sun Tzu's perspectives is like what Bruce Lee says, be like water. You know, take the shape, water is in a cup, it will become the cup, in a bottle, it will become a bottle. Adapting the shape of one's environment mirrors the flexibility required to let go of the past. As an actor, and even more so as a public figure now on social media, I found that I've often needed to adapt, not to become bitter, resentful, hurt by people who have unsolicited opinions about my life, people who are resentful towards me, people who actively seek to try and emotionally cause me discourse. We must flow, accept, adapt, and forgive ourselves. It can be slightly hypocritical to say this person is actively trying to hurt you in some way, shape, or form, and you need to forgive yourself. It's more so about letting go and having an understanding that our past does not define the future, as long as we flow with it, and a realization that it will free us to reimagine, let's say, our story with resilience and optimism. And I guess the strategy to have foresight is to disengage from battles that cannot be won and that are no longer relevant to us. So for me, the disengagement with comment sections of people who are actively trying to be mean or cruel, or people who actively try to degrade you, have opinions about your life, control you, undermine you. I'd even go so far as saying recognizing when to retreat from the hold of past experiences can be a very powerful strategy in the art of personal peace. When to take a step back. We don't need to engage with every battle that people want us to be in. That focuses us on our energy, on healing and growth. The wisdom, I guess, for personal battles is weaving together the teachings of Sun Tzu with the insights of forgiveness and healing by Tarkhurst. It offers like a comprehensive navigation with complex processes of letting go, moving forward, and taking steps back to disengage. It's almost like a dance. Left, right, pivot, turn, flow. Sometimes recognizing with each step forward is a victory in a greater battle for inner peace and emotional freedom, but also you can change direction. That step forward might actually be a step to the side in a new direction, or even a step backwards towards a different path. I guess it's about having a perspective not only to deepen our understanding of forgiveness, but also empower us to tackle challenges of healing with courage, strategy, and resilience. This is very interesting because I'm often finding that I need to relearn empathy for myself more so than for other people. A lot of this episode has been based around forgiveness for oneself, but when it comes to other people, taking that step back and disengaging is just as powerful, because while effective communication, I guess, and meditation can resolve many conflicts, there are instances where distancing is a valid and even necessary approach towards healing yourself. Because unfortunately, not all conflicts are meant to be resolved, especially ones where both parties or even one party would be unwilling or unable to engage in a productive dialogue. This is where I would emphasize we disengage and we take those steps back. And not all conflicts are worth the time and the energy required for resolution, but as a strategic one in navigating interpersonal relationships and inner conflicts. If we strive to understand the perspectives and emotions of those who have wronged us, we can gain insights into their actions, which can be instrumental in the forgiving process. It's a powerful and massive strategic tool in forgiveness, but empathy towards oneself is another journey of forgiveness that requires us to turn inward, acknowledge, validating our own emotions and experiences, and this self-empathy is crucial for healing. It allows us to confront our pain without judgment, foster a compassionate environment of personal growth, and then it also allows us to disempower triggers, because more specific as a stimuli that invoke strong emotional response, they can often be barriers towards forgiveness and healing. And empathy, however, holds the power to dismember, disarm, and disempower these triggers. But we need to understand the root of our own emotional reactions, emphasizing what parts of ourselves that are hurt so that we can begin to diffuse the power of triggers. Moreover, empathy towards those may have caused us pain helps in contextualizing their actions, reducing the intensity of our triggered response. A big thing that I've had in my social media is the response of Harry Potter and how the subject itself can be very triggering to individuals based on the actual author and their views I wholeheartedly do not agree with. And because it's very difficult to go into the ramifications of a beloved childhood book and character, but also disengage from the author itself, we have asked that people put CW or TW if they are talking about or broaching the subject, so that people who do not want to engage purposely have the choice, so we mitigate these triggers. Empathizing that someone's interests could also be a source of discourse for another person. That would be where the empathy lies in this subject. But there is a dual role as both a healing force and a tool in the art of forgiveness. Empathy is not only to facilitate our own healing process, but to pave the way for more meaningful and compassionate interactions with others. Now, if I can delve into the topic of building resilience quickly through the lens of forgiveness, I want to draw kind of from all aspects, involving recognizing opportunities for learning and for growth that comes with each emotional battle, where these battles are within us, and knowing that they also rage within us. Now, in this final piece, I'd like to talk about building resilience. And something that really struck me in The Art of War was this quote: in the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. And I guess this would serve as a cornerstone for understanding resilience, because it highlights the idea that even in our darkest moments, when we are in the bottom of that pit, it can still be a catalyst for growth and transformation. Something I have often stated, and I will always state, is unfortunately there have been too many times when I have felt like I have been in the pit. And when I've known others to be in this pit is what I call a depression cycle. I also call it riding the wave. No one can actively get into that pit with you to help you out. You need to pull yourself out of it. You need to ride that storm, ride that wave, and grow with it. But this quote emphasizes that we can forge resilience in the face of emotional turmoil, the resilience in other people. Forgiveness plays a pivotal role then in the construction of this resilience, because forgiveness is not just an act of letting go, but a profound process of transformation that can fortify you, your spirit, from future hurts. I'm going to go back to 101 Essays. I have this quote down here, that true resilience is not one about bouncing back from where you were before or pretending the hard parts didn't happen. It's about integrating your new reality into your identity, evolving in response to it. That resonates deeply, because there have been too many times in my meager existence that I've thought, gosh, we're after going through this. I wish everything would go back to normal. I wish everything would just go back to the way it was. Why can't things go back to the way they were? Because essentially they can't. That is not the way the world works. That is never how the world has happened. We are not at the end of some coming of age or romantic comedy where all the friends just casually walk down the street after going through whatever turmoil, whatever experience, whatever traumatic situation they were in. Life is more like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, where you're the final character dragging yourself from hell, stronger, in pain, healing from it, and going on with your life. Because you know that life is worth living. Now, as we reflect on forgiveness, vulnerability, resilience, empathy, transformation, we have to understand that to forgive is not a passive surrender, but an active choice, a strategic move of liberation from the chains of our past. A declaration, I guess what I'm trying to say, that we are not defined by our wounds, but by our capacity to move forward with grace and strength and heal. This journey requires courage and patience and willingness to engage and disengage. It's a path of inner peace and resilience, and through vulnerability, we've seen how opening our hearts can take great strength and also pain, and provide courage to face our fears and the wisdom to navigate emotions. Now I ask you, let's carry forward this message of forgiveness, that it's not just an act, but a journey towards freedom. Let this be a conversation, a motivation, to remind you that no matter the depth of your wounds or the weight of your chains right now, you have the power to break free and to forge a path of healing. That peace lies within you. Now, if today's episode has resonated with you, I invite you, please like, comment, subscribe, review, give a star, hit that bell, send this to a friend that might enjoy this community, this journey that we are all on. Someone might need to hear this message. Together, let's explore human emotion, wellness, fitness, interpersonal development, the art of living more connected, reflective, and fulfilling lives, finding out what it means to truly be happy. If I can say personally, thank you for being here today with us, for sharing this exploration. Until next time, I hope you have a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart. Let's chat soon, okay?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.